It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be here today. Well, let's talk about attitude for a moment. I had a whole program outline and we'll get to it. But I think this is important. I had a client a while back ago and I hadn't heard from him probably in 4 months. Anyway, he wrote me a letter today. It was a rather sad letter. And he said, basically, I don't believe in the law of attraction. It doesn't work. I don't believe in any of that positive thinking stuff. It doesn't work. I think I'm just going to save enough money up for a funeral and move on. Anyway, that's not a great letter to get first thing in the morning. But it indicates something. Here's what it indicates. If he had truly been invoking the power of the law of attraction, he literally could not think that way because that would be so contrary to how he had programmed his mind. We're in charge of our brains. Let's get this straight. Your brain is yours. It doesn't belong. Don't blame your wife. Don't blame your husband. Don't blame your boyfriend, your boss. Take responsibility for how you think and the thoughts that you think and the emotions that they create and the things that you attract in your life. Okay, so had he, there's a difference between being up and having a good feeling, you know. Getting up and it's sunny and going to the golf course, that's a good feeling. Getting up and it's raining and it's sleeting outside and still feeling motivated and positive and excited, that's something different. The world isn't always going to be a sunny day. It's not always going to be a perfect 84 degrees. There are challenges, and some of the things that we desire in life are harder to manifest and take more time and more energy than others. Some things you can manifest rather quickly, such as money, such as a new car, such as a new home. Those really don't take a lot of time. Other things, such as saving your marriage, could take a long time. Okay? I mean, they could take a month. They could take 2 months. Now, if you haven't transformed your thinking pattern before you decide to manifest something that may be difficult, may be challenging, then your thinking will revert back to its set point, which is negative, defeated, you know, that kind of thing. You just won't be able to hold up. You've got to make the changes from the inside out, folks. That's where change really happens. That's where it takes place. The inside. I can't imagine. Just think about this. This gentleman sent me this letter. I've shared it with you, or at least the highlights of it with you. I cannot imagine ever hearing the late Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who was the author of Positive Thinking, ever talking like that. It just wouldn't happen. I can't imagine either Dr. Joe Vitality or Bob Proctor, both who were prominent stars of The Secret, ever talking like that, even if there's something that they were having a difficult time manifesting. They wouldn't talk like that because they don't think like that. I can't imagine Dr. Wayne Dyer talking like that. And I happen to know that Wayne has gone through some difficult challenges, you know, in his life. I don't need to go through them. But even as of recent, he's gone through some tough challenges. But I can't imagine his mind ever going to a place like that. His mind just doesn't think that way. That's why he attracts. I can't imagine Tony Robbins' mind going to a place like that. And we could go on to a number of other people that have put the power of the law of attraction to work for them. But if your mind reverts back to that place, that's what you are attracting. Get it through your head. All the fluff and cute little affirmations that you're saying are not your new belief system. You're just trying them out. They say that, you know, a cowboy who has a horse, that you almost, once the two of them have become bonded, you really can't distinguish where the cowboy ends and where the horse begins. They just have this flow together. That's the way positive thoughts, that's the way productive thoughts, that's the way thoughts that attract what you desire feel like. They feel like a horse and a cowboy working together in harmony. Artists tell me that when they are really in the groove, when they are really focused in the zone, that the paintbrush becomes part of them. Your thoughts must become part of you. The horse becomes part of the cowboy. You know, it's just that way in life. We become part of what it is we want to change. Look at, if we want to change something, if we want to manifest something, save that relationship, build that business, increase our sales, increase our health, increase our vitality, achieve more, have more, be more, then we've got to change our thinking. You've got to change your thinking. You've got to stop bitching. And you've got to look inside and say, what is it about me? Stop looking all over the place. What is it about me that I need to focus on? What belief systems do I have that are not working for me, that are holding me back, that are hurting me? And you've got to change those belief systems, because all the external work in the world, all the affirmations, all the incantations, all the chants, all the vision boards, they don't mean a damn thing if you refuse to change your belief system. Now, how can we do that? We need to clear old beliefs out. We need to challenge them and show and prove once and for all that those beliefs have no value, that they're worthless, that they're useless. Until you believe your beliefs are useless, you'll hang on to them. Okay, you get it? That's first. Then, nature abhors a void. It's an old Latin saying, nequaqua vacuum. Nature abhors a void. So now you've gotten rid of those negative beliefs. Now it's absolutely essential that you replace them with positive beliefs, or empowering beliefs, or productive beliefs, but they have to be new beliefs. And you're not trying out the beliefs. You're throwing yourself into those beliefs. You've seen those beliefs work in other people, in other situations, in other conditions, and you are not giving up on those beliefs if they don't produce in a week or two. You're not talking about building your own funeral. See, that's a person who never, ever attracted anything other than despair. And I happen to know this individual's life, and long before I came into his reality, this guy was attracting despair into his life. One despair situation after another. He has the ability to change his life. His best days are still ahead of him, just as your best days are still ahead of you, but you've got to take action. You've got to do something. I'm serious. All of this, listening to all these podcasts, watching all these tapes, reading all these books, aren't going to do you a damn bit of good unless you're willing to change some limiting beliefs. Are you willing? Are you willing to change them? Because if you don't change yourself, you will never attract the things that you truly desire. You've got to match up. You've got to set the vibration, and the universe will match you. It's that important. It's absolutely essential. Okay, I want you to write me. If you want to talk about miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching and looking at ways of changing your life from the inside out, making real gut level changes that will attract in your life exactly what you desire. I had another letter just the other day. Matter of fact, I'm going to call her today. And one of my more positive favorite students, she went through her challenges. She went through her doubts. She just came back from Thailand. She is a yoga master now and all of that. But the bottom line is this. She said, Robert, I looked back at my old diary and the things that I visualized. I hadn't looked at it in a long, long time. And when I took the time to look at it, everything that I visualized, everything I wanted to do, everything I wanted to accomplish, I did. I can't believe it. And I just wrote her back, it's called the law of attraction. It works because she changed. She vibrated at a new frequency, had new thoughts, had new beliefs, and attracted exactly what she wanted. Well, there you go. You decide. I want you to visit me at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Stop dealing with all the psychics. They're only right half of the time. Stop dealing with all the weirdos, freaks, and kooks. Stop answering every, I'm going to send you another free booklet. I'm going to send you another free this. I just want you to call, write me a letter, or fill out the application and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Your life is about to change. Help is on the way. You can save that relationship. You can build that business. You can have the money you'd absolutely desire, the love you crave, and the health you absolutely rely upon. I'm serious. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Have a great day now. Pay it forward, and we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haz have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.